我们请来看《腓立比书》的第一章。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians, chapter 1.
二十节。
Verse 20.
第一章的二十节。
Philippians, chapter 1, verse 20.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件事情叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。二十一节。
21.
因为我活着就是基督，我死的就有益处。二十一节，保罗说：“我活着就是基督，我死的就有益处。”
As stated in verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗要死之前，他发现啊，活着。很有益处。
Prior to his death, Paul realized that to live is very beneficial. 啊，
因为他要死的时候，他有公义的冠冕。
He knew that death to him is very beneficial since he has the crown of righteousness.
所罗门要死的时候，他发现死的没有益处。
Prior to his death, King Solomon realized that death.Has no beneficiary to him. Has no benefit to him.
一切都变成虚空的。
But everything turned to vanity.
那同样是两个人，为什么要死的时候，一个人觉得有益处，一个觉得虚空
？Why these two people had different attitude toward death? One felt that death is beneficiary, and the other didn't feel the same way.
因为保罗活着有一个目标。
Because Paul has a goal.
他说：“我活着就是基督。”
As he mentioned verse 21, for to me to live is Christ.
那什么叫做活着就是基督
？What does it mean to live is Christ？
就是二十节的最后一句话。
The last portion of verse 20
说，无论是生是死，要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
也就是要把主耶稣。的形象彰显出来。
In other words, a person, a Christian believer, should magnify the image of Christ.
那个就是活着就是基督。
This is the meaning of to live is Christ.
那如果以这个做人生的目标，我们死的那一天，你就发现大有益处。
If this has become your goal, so the day when you are going to die, and you will realize it is very beneficial.
但是我们常常发现一个问题：我怎么样能够做到？活着就是基督。
However, how can we be to live is Christ?
因为我们每一个人都有自我。
Everyone has self-esteem.
所以每一个人，你看个性不一样，想法不一样，做法不一样。
Everyone has his own independent characters. He's a very unique thought.
但是基督只有一个。
But there's only one Christ.
那怎么样让基督在各个不同的人的身上能够彰显出来？
How can Christ be manifested on different characters of human?
那就是我们所要讨论的。
This is what we're going to study.
对自己应该有几个重要的功课要学习。
There are several important lessons that we ought to learn from.
第一个就是我们要虚己。
Firstly, is self-empty.
我们现在看腓立比书的第二章。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2,
第六节
verse 6.
腓立比书二章的六节
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节
verse 7.
反倒虚己，除了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。这里在记载主耶稣成为人。一个很重要的美德。
In here, it describes a very important merit of Jesus Christ in human.
主耶稣本来有神的形象。
Jesus Christ has the image of God.
他在天国是荣耀的。
He has the glory whilst in the heavenly kingdom.
千万的天使在颂赞他。
He was praised by the hundreds of thousands of angels.
他极其光荣，极其圣洁。
He was very holy.
但是当主耶稣成为人来地上
However, when he became man on earth,
他没有选择做国王
He didn't choose to become a king.
他选择做仆人
He rather to choose to be, to act like a servant.
那这从神的形象，他选择做一个仆人，这个过程叫做虚己。
From the image of God and to become a servant, Jesus Christ self-emptying himself.
也就是说，把自己过去在天上的这个荣耀哦，全部都倒空了。
He put aside everything he has in heaven.
啊，那这样才能够成为人，成为仆人来地上。
So he emptied himself in order to be a servant on earth. 啊，
那因为他能够虚己，所以他在地上才能够服侍人。
Due to his humility and humbleness, he will be able to serve on earth.
啊，所以主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
That's the reason why Jesus Christ washed the feet for the disciples.
他说，你们我所做的，你们也要做。
And you should also follow my example.
他说，我来世上不是要受人的服侍。
I come to this earth not to be served.
他是有资格被人服侍的。
Jesus Christ has eligibility to be served.
因为他本来就是神。
Since he's God.
他既然成为人。
Since he became human.
他就倒空自己在天上的荣耀。
He emptied himself.
然后他能够能够去服侍别人。
Then he will be able to serve the others.
那甚至舍命做多人的赎价。
He even sacrifice and die for the others as redemption.
但是我们现在我们看我们自己。
But just take a look of ourselves.
比方说我们搬到一个地方去。
Say we move or we are relocated to a new place.
我们怎么让别人认识我们？
How can we make ourselves known by the others?
常常通过自我介绍。
We make introduction. We introduce ourselves to the community or to our neighbors.
但是这个名片就很好用了。有人这个名片你翻过来，两面都是头衔。
Many people use the business card, and sometimes you find out different titles that he held on the card.
就是要用世界上最好的一面来给别人印象。
Try to introduce himself, use the best way on earth.
但是我们过去所犯的错误我们都不谈。
We normally do not want to mention all the mistakes we make in the past.
这个就是我们人性。
This is human nature.
我们希望别人看我们比我们实际的我更好。
We want the others to have a good impression.
我们希望别人看我们比我们实际的我更高。
And especially we want the other people to feel that we are better than the others.
所以当我们有什么成就，我们全部都把它显露出来。
When we have some kind of success, we try to manifest ourselves.
那这样我们才能够被尊重，才能够被升提高。
We will be the respected, or we can even be promoted.
但是如果我们没有学习主耶稣虚己。
But if we do not learn from Jesus Christ to empty ourselves or to humble ourselves,
我们就没有办法把主耶稣这个谦虚的美德表现在生活当中。
That we will not be able to manifest the humility of Jesus Christ in our daily life.
世界上最谦卑的人是谁？
Who is the most humble person on earth?
是主耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
因为他虚己，倒空自己。
He emptied himself.
这个是我们效法的一个榜样。
And this is a model we should follow.
所以在登山宝训里面，主耶稣讲第一福。
In the Beatitude, Jesus Christ mentioned about the first blessing.
说虚心的人有福了。
Blessed are those who are humble.
天国是他们的。
Because the heavenly kingdom belongs to them.
那个虚心如果我们看英文就是心灵贫穷。
If you read the original, it says blessed are the poor in spirit.
心灵贫穷就是你觉得里面是空的。
Because if a person feels that he has nothing, he has emptied his heart, and he is very humble.
人常常觉得我里面就是里面觉得我有很多，所以我们才会外在表现骄傲。
A lot of time, people feel proud of himself because he has a lot or he owns a lot.
因为我们内面里面觉得我拥有很多，那这个我就存在里面，就阻挡我们接受主耶稣的救恩。
If a person feels that he has a lot in his heart or in his mind, and it becomes a hindrance for him to draw near Jesus.
所以虚己就是觉得我没有什么。
Empty oneself means a person feels that or he has nothing in his mind.
那我里面是空的，所以神就进来了。
And he there's emptiness in his heart, so you'll be able to receive Jesus Christ to his life.
所以我们看到好多人到神的面前来。
We notice that a lot of people coming to the front of God.
你看到他世界上实在是很有成就。
He may have a lot of successes on this earth.
他很容易接受福音。
But he can receive Jesus Christ easily.
那就是跟他谈。
But you try to converse with him.
这些人都很谦卑。
And these people are very humble.
虚己，觉得我没有什么。
Because he knows how to empty himself, how to humble himself.
苏格拉底曾讲过一句话。
Socrates once made a statement.
他说我所知道的就是我知道我什么都不知道。
What I know is actually I know nothing.
苏格拉底是一个哲学家的一个师父。
Socrates is the father of philosophy.
死了这么久还一直都被人书被人读。
He died many thousand years ago, yet his book was still read by many people.
但是他说我知道的就是我一无所知。
He made a statement that I know nothing.
这个就是一种虚己。
This is an attitude of humility.
圣经里面有很多人都是很谦卑的人。
There are many characters in the Bible are very humble ones.
大卫说
King David,
说神啊，我是谁？你为什么对我这么好
？And who am I? Why do you treat me so well?
大卫已经当王了。
David was a king.
他想要为神建殿。
He wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
他是在万人之上。
He is actually the king of the people of Israel.
全国都在他的掌管之下。
The entire country was in his hand. The entire nation was in his hand.
但是当他跪在神面前祷告。
However, when he knelt in front of the Lord,
他说神啊，我是谁？
And who am I, Lord?
你为什么对我这么好？
And why do you treat me so well?
何等的谦卑。
And David was such a humble man.
所以神真的很喜欢他。
And the Lord loved him very much.
这是一个很重要的虚己。
It is a very important attitude that one person should have. Self-empty.
在创世纪里面，雅各曾经这样说。
In Genesis, Jacob once said,
说主啊，你对我的慈爱跟诚实，这是我不配的。
And I'm unworthy to receive your love.
请看创世纪三十二章。
Let's refer to Genesis.
创世纪三十二章
Genesis chapter 32
第九节
Verse 9
雅各说神啊我主亚伯拉的神我父亲以撒的神啊你曾对我说回去你本族本地我要厚待你第十节
Then
你像仆人所施的一切和慈爱诚实我一点也不配得这里雅各在要回到他故乡跟他的哥哥相见
When Jacob was about on his way back to meet with his brother
然后他这里向神祷告
He prayed to the Lord
真的神在他要离故乡的时候那个应许实现了
The promise prior to leaving his homeland was fulfilled.
他在离故乡的时候太阳下山拿一块枕头枕着就睡觉。
During after sunset, he lay his head on a piece of rock.
梦见天开了，天地神的使者上上下来。
He saw the angels coming down up and down from the ladder.
那神应许他，我要带你回来。
And God promised him to bring him home.
那这个几十年的生活很辛苦，这样折磨。
He suffered for several decades.
到最后真的回来了。
And finally returned to his home.
所以他就对神说：“我，你向我施的慈爱跟诚实，我实在不配。”
Therefore, he said that he feels that he's unworthy of the least of all the mercies and all the truth which you have shown your servant.
这真的是虚己，非常谦卑。
It's another amplitude of humility.
我不配，但是你赐给我这么多，我非常感谢。
I'm unworthy, yet you give me so much, and I'm really thankful.
使徒约翰为主耶稣铺路。
John Baptist served as the pioneer for Jesus Christ.
还有以利亚的心智能力。
He has the heart and also the power of Elijah.
他出来传道的，好多人从耶路撒冷出来到旷野听他讲道。
When he was preaching, a lot of people came even from came from Jerusalem to listen to his sermon.
甚至文士法利赛人也来了。
Even scribes and Pharisees came to listen to his speech.
那个心最硬的也来了。
Even those heart was hardened.Still came to meet John.
使徒约翰说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒
？”But John said, "The brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
所以他工作非常有果效。
He has a lot of fruitful results.
但是等主耶稣出现
，However, after the appearance of Jesus Christ,
他知道他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And then he knows that it's time for him to withdraw.
我只是旷野的里面的一个声音。
He was only a voice in the wilderness.
所以我们看到使徒约翰多么谦卑。
We notice that John Baptist was such a humble person.
这个就是虚己。
This is another attitude of humility.
就是我们今天要学习的。
And this is what we should learn from.
隐藏自己的美德。
We try to hide our merits.
啊，隐藏自己的高处。
And we try to hide all the the good merits.
在神面前觉得我们算不了什么。
And in front of the Lord, we are actually nothing.
啊，我是谁？
And who am I?
我为什么能够得到你这么大的恩典？
Why can I receive such a great mercy from thee?
在哥林多后书里面，保罗对那些自称为使徒的人相当不客气。
In the second,
哥林多后书。
In second Corinthians, we realize that Paul rebuked those who thought they're very, 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 very smart.
他说我一点也不在那最大的使徒之下。
And among the other disciples, I'm not the greatest.
接下去他说论工作精神
and according to all the works accomplished
我常常被人打39下
a lot of time I was whipped 39 times
被石头丢得快死
and I was stoned even about to death
遭遇好多的这个危险
and I came across a lot of dangers
所以论到为主受苦我是第一的
according if I want to count all the suffering for the Christ and I am the first
论到从神得的启示，我是第一的。
And from the revelation that I received from the Lord, and I'm the greatest.
他被提到第三层天去。
And he was uplifted to the third layer of heaven.
看过天国。
And even witnessed the heavenly kingdom.
神启示他很多属灵的奥秘。
The Lord revealed to him in a lot of mystery.
论到属灵的权柄，保罗是第一的。
According to the spiritual power, Paul perhaps.To be ranked number one.
他能够用神迹奇事使外邦人顺服，用神迹奇事证明他是使徒的身份。
He can use the wondrous miracle to prove that he's the disciple.
但是保罗非常的谦卑。
But Paul is all still very humble.
在哥林多前书里面说，在使徒中我是最小的一个。
In First Corinthians, Paul mentioned that he's the least one among all the disciples.
他倒过来讲，我是最小的。如果要比，我是最小的。
If I'm to compare with the others, I'm the smallest one. I'm the least one.
那比众圣徒里面我也是最小的。
And even among all the apostles, I'm also the least one.
你看以弗所书的第三章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 3.Less than the least of all the servants.
然后到他写提摩太后书是差不多最后一封书信了。
When he was writing the epistle to Timothy, especially the second Timothy, that was the last epistle he wrote.
他说我在罪人中我是一个罪魁，罪人的头。
And among the sinners, and I am the sinner of sinners.
所以保罗差不多新约中最重要一个使徒，但是我们看他讲的话非常谦卑。
Paul perhaps to be the most important disciple in the New Testament, but when we try to read what he has said,
所以主耶稣说你要学习我的样式。
He actually learned from the Christ.
这样你就得享安息。
Then you will be able to have peace.
主耶稣的样式就是虚己、倒空自己、谦卑。
What is the character of Jesus Christ? He emptied himself.
这是我们要。把主耶稣彰显出来一个很重要的功课。
This is the way how we're going to magnify Jesus Christ. This is a very important lesson for us to learn.
当我们要显扬自己的时候，主耶稣就在我们身上变小了。
When we are going to try to magnify ourselves, and Jesus Christ has become minute.
当我们虚己的时候，主耶稣就在我们身上变大。
But when we are going to try to magnify the Lord.Then we try to humble ourselves and to magnify the Lord, and He will become the greatest.
所以越谦卑越倒空自己的人啊，他活着就越像主耶稣。
If a person can empty himself, more he can empty himself, and he will be more in the likeness of Jesus.
这真的是我们一个很努力需要努力的功课。
And this is a very important lesson that we should learn from.
我们现在看第二个功课。
Let's study the second lesson.
哥林多前书第九章。
Let's refer to the first epistle to the Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章
Chapter 9
27节
Verse 27
从26节开始
Let's read from verse 26
我奔跑不像无定向的我斗拳不像打空气的27节
27
我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反被弃绝了
Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air.
保罗差不多把他一生所有的时间、精力、精神全部花在神的事情上。
Paul invested all his lifetime in serving the Lord.
但是他说，我这样努力不是没有目标的了。
But he said, I work so hard, has a goal.
那他的目标是什么？
What is his target?
27节。
27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
我们如果看原来的意思啊，这个攻克己身啊，叫做痛打自己的身体。
If you read the original verse of the Bible, this thing oneself means try to beat him, beat up himself.
那这个不能用字面上来解释。
We couldn't interpret this verse literally.
如果字面上来解释，就是你要洗礼的时候，一人发一支鞭子啊，灵修就是打自己。
Cultivation means a person has to whip himself.
你的舌头不听话乱讲话，舌头伸出来打一打，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that if your tongue make a mistake and you strike your tongue and strike it.
这个攻克己身啊，身就是身体。
Discipline one's body. The body refers to the physical body.
那这个身体都带有一种情欲，有欲望。
Because body has the physical lust.
因此这个欲望会使人犯罪。
A lust can result a person to commit sin.
所以这个攻克己身呢，就是要操练，让我们这个身体的欲望受到控制。
Discipline one's body means that his lust can be well controlled.
然后二十七节说，叫身服我
，and bring it into subjection.
好，这个服我，那个我就是里面的灵的欲望
，which means that the lust of the spirit.
好，所以加拉太书我们也可以看出来。
Also in Galatians,
好，我们再看那个加拉太书的第五章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 5.
十七节。
17.
好，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个彼此相敌，不能够做所愿意做的。这个地方讲说，情欲跟圣灵相争。
Verse 17 deals with the flesh lust against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh.
这个情欲就是从肉体出来的。
Lust is from body.
那这里说圣灵就是保罗所说的我，就是灵的欲望。
Spirit means myself is also the lust of the spirit.
因此这个攻克己身就是让这个情欲受到控制，来顺服灵的欲望。
Discipline one's body and bring it to subjection means that a person can well control his physical lust and submit to the spiritual lust.
那这就是一种属灵的操练。
This is a spiritual cultivation.
因此，一个人要效法，要让主耶稣彰显出来，这是一个很重要的功课。
It's a very important lesson for a person to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是我们信主以后，不是说我感觉到要做什么我就做什么。
And after we were baptized as a Christian, it doesn't mean that I can do whatever I want. I can do anything on my behalf.
有时候我们要回到我们的灵里面，向神默祷，看你的良心，看神的灵在里面怎么感动我们。
We have to return to the Spirit and pray to the Lord and find out how the Lord move us and guide us.
那常常我们觉得，我感觉到我要做什么，你仔细在面对神，神在你的良心里面感动要做什么不一样的。
A lot of time we try to do the things according to my own feeling and my desire, and it's also contradict to the spirit of the Lord or the move of the Lord.
所以那个攻克己身就是我想要做那个欲望，再来对照一下我良心的欲望，我要压制我自己的，让良心的欲望能够行出来。
But discipline my body and bring it to subjection means that I have to do in accordance and submit to my conscience.
这个是一个很难也是一种属灵的操练。
It's a very difficult lesson, yet it's a very essential spiritual cultivation.
我们来看来诗篇的139篇。
Let's refer to the score of Psalm 139.
诗篇的139篇。
Psalm 139.
从第一节一直到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
说神啊，你已经鉴察我，认识我。第二节。
Verse 2.
我坐下来，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。第三节。
Verse 3.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知道我一切所行的。第四节。
Verse 4.
说神啊，我舌头上的话语，你没有一句不知道的。这里大卫在谈到他努力的三件事情。
David lists the three items he was pursuing for.
说你从远处知道我的意念。
You understand my thought afar off.
那在这个诗篇139篇里面，我看到有两种意念。
In the Psalm 139, there are two different kinds of thoughts.
17节
Verse 17.
神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等的众多。
How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God.
所以这个大卫，因为他很注重自己的意念。
David is very concerned about his own thought.
他有一个目标，他希望他心里的意念能够蒙神喜悦。
He has a thought, and he wants, and also he wants to please the Lord.
而我们常常说，知人之面不知心。
All times we say that you may know a person, but you do not know what he was thinking. You cannot read his mind.
人的意念你看不到的。
A thought of a person is invisible.
但是神可以看到人的意念。
But the Lord can read a person's mind.
所以人的心那里面的意念如果蒙神悦纳，这个人神会亲近他。
If a person's thought is accepted by the Lord, and God will draw near him.
所以大卫说，你的意念向我何等的众多。
Therefore, David said, how great is the sum of them?
因此这个功课几深啊，这包括我们的意念。
Therefore, try to discipline ourselves, also including our thought.
也就是说，这个人头脑里面所想的，在神面前必须是蒙神悦纳的。
In other words, what the person in his mind must also be accepted by God.
圣经里面说，逃避少年人的私欲。
One should try to flee out from the lust of youth.
他不一定有那个行为，但是那个意念常常让在头脑里面，整个头脑都是脏的，你怎么祷告圣灵也不会
通。Not necessarily he has the action, but if he has a lustful mind, and how can his prayer upreach the Lord?
这个意念神不喜欢。
Because Lord disliked his thought or his mind.
要远避贪心。
Everyone, a simple and simple person should avoid from greediness.
贪心也是一种意念。
Greediness is also a thought.
那你有这个意念在里面呢，是神不喜欢的。
If you have this thought in your mind, it will displease God.
或者说人跟人之间有恨在里面。
If there's hatred between men,
你表面上可以讲那些外交的话语，跟人的握手，但是心里面很不喜欢那个人。
Getting well with the person, yet you have hatred in your mind.
这个意念，人这个意念呢，这个神不喜欢。
The thought will also displease God.
所以敬畏神的人很注重自己的意念。
Therefore, if a person who fears God, he looks upon his thought or his mind.
所以大卫说，你从远处知道我的意念。
Therefore, David said that you know my thought from far away.
所以我很希望我里面的心思意念你都喜欢。
Therefore, he wants the Lord even to please what is in his mind.
所以圣经说，大卫是合神心意的人。
Therefore, David is a person that. Improper words.
很多主耶稣不
words that the Lord doesn't want us to speak.
很多主耶稣要我们讲的话，我们没有讲。
A lot of words that the Lord want us to speak, and we refrain from saying so.
就是因为讲很多这一些话呀，所以人际之间发生问题。
It's because we say a lot of things that in a proper way that we're causing a lot of human relationship problems.
因为放纵自己的舌头。
Because we indulge on our tongue.
这个叫做身。所带来的罪。
And this is what the body that will cause the sin.
功课己身，教身服我。
To To discipline the one's body so he can submit to his spirit.
就是用圣经的话把自己的舌头把它抓住，不能乱讲话。
In other words, we should gird our tongue and with the words of God.
对着没有造就的不能讲。
Anything that is not bring beneficiary or not edify the others, we should refrain from saying so.
爱是从清洁的良心出来的。
And love is from a clean conscience.
什么就是清洁的良心？
What is the definition of a clean conscience?
你面对神的时候，我讲的话没有亏欠。
When I face the Lord and I have a good conscience in front of Him.
因为我没有超过你的话，你的道理。
Because we do not speak against the teaching of the Bible.
我们讲的话没有得罪人。
We do not say anything offend or against the others.
是从爱心出来的。
It is from the purpose of love.
这个需要操练。
And in this training,
攻克己身
to train ourselves and subject to the spirit.
那这样一直操练到最后变成习惯。
And until it has become a habit.
那习惯。
We know that from a family, even from the same family, and because he has been doing this and form a habit and becomes his character.
一个人如果讲话很习惯非常谨慎到最后就变成他个性他不会乱讲话。
If a person is very cautious in his speech and he will not say things anyhow.
但是如果一个人讲话很随便
If a person say things very loosely
听到就讲听到就讲
and he became the gospels and tried to
到最后就变成个性
and it's become his character.
因此这个攻克己身我们要把基督的样子彰显出来这个需要一段很长的操练
Therefore, try to discipline the person and also to magnify Christ takes a very long time
要克制自己
One has to control himself
在镜前上操练自己
and has to train himself
操练到最后变成习惯的一部分
until he becomes a habit and becomes his person
这样我们才能够把基督显出来
Then you will be able to magnify Christ
那第三个就是要舍己
and thirdly is self-denial
我们看加拉太书第二章加拉太书的第二章
20
我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着并且我如今在肉身活着是因为信神的儿子而活他是爱我为我舍己这里保罗再重新提到主耶稣是爱他为他舍己
Once again, Paul stressed in this verse that Jesus Christ lives in him and died for him.
那因为基督为他舍己，保罗非常感动。
Paul was touched the denial of sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以我活着不是为自己活。
So therefore, he says that it's no longer I who live,
乃是为那。为我舍己的主耶稣来活
But Christ gave me and the life which I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God will leave me and give himself for me
那主耶稣最出名的一句祷告就是克西马尼的祷告
And the most famous prayer of Jesus Christ is in the Garden of Gethsemane
我们看马太二十六章
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 26
马太二十六章
Matthew chapter 26
三十九节
Verse 39
他就稍往前走俯伏在地祷告说父啊倘若可行求你叫这个杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思这里主耶稣向天上的神祷告
In his prayer to the Father in heaven
不要照我的意思只要照你的意思
sayingNot as I will, but as you will.
这是一个最典型的舍己的祷告。
It is a very classical prayer, a self-denial prayer.
什么是我的意思
What's the meaning of my will?
求你叫这个杯离开我。
Which is to have the cup removed from me.
十字架的苦难，这是很难承担的。
Jesus Christ couldn't bear for the suffering on the cross, the pain of the cross.
被人弃绝。
He was forsaken. It was even abandoned, forsaken by the Lord.
神啊, 你为什么离弃我?
That he said, my Lord, why have you forsaken me?
他的门徒全部都跑掉了。
And all these disciples flee from him.
那一个说, 我要为你死的也跑掉了。
Even the person who claimed that he could follow him to death also flee from him.
为这30块银子,
also betray him.
他的门徒可以出卖他。
His disciples even betray him with 30 silver coins.
所以你看主耶稣在十字架上有多痛苦, 心灵上。
You can see that how painful Jesus Christ was on the cross spiritually.
他被神舍弃的时候, 灵里面有多痛苦。
When he was forsaken by the Lord, we can see how painful he was.
他被挂在十字架上, 他的肉体有多痛苦。
And when he was on the cross, and how painful he was physically.
所以主耶稣在十字架的苦是灵魂体的苦。
So the suffering Jesus Christ on the cross was both a soul, spirit, and the physical body.
同时来到, 同时来到, 灵魂体同时来到,
they all happened at the same time.
再坚强的人也没有办法承担下去。
How strong a, even a strong person could bear for that kind of a pain.
所以主耶稣说, 不要照我的意思, 我的意思就是这个悲, 这些。
Verse 39, nor as I will, what will, and my will was to ask the Lord to have this cup pass from me.
但是很显然的, 比拉多已经宣判他没有罪。
We have also learned that Pilate announced that Jesus Christ has no sin.
你看他审判的过程, 一层一层来检验他有什么罪。
And going through all these different processes, Pilate tried to examine why Jesus was a criminal.
没有,他没有罪。
And he found not guilty.
所以他不需要受苦。
He didn't have to be crucified.
但是他选择受苦。
But Lord Jesus could try to be crucified.
因为这是天父的意思。
It is the will of the Father.
那这个过程叫做舍己。
And this entire process is called self-denial.
那今天我们要做基督徒。
As a Christian believer.
要把主耶稣的形象表现出来。
In order to magnify the image of Christ.
这个就是最后最好一句话。
This is the best statement.
不要照我的意思, 照你的意思。
Not as I will, but as you will.
这个杯我要喝, 我也愿意喝。
If you ask me to drink this cup, and I will accept it.
所以有时候我们被人冤枉。
A lot of time, even we are blamed for no reason.
我们第一个反应就是, 我一定要把它弄个公平。
And we, our first reaction is try to get even.
教会就乱了。
And the entire church, the church will be in chaos.
那如果愿意喝下这个杯,
if we want to drink this cup,
一个人牺牲被误会没有关系, 教会平静, 那就好了。
If I sacrifice, but entire church has peace, that's fine.
所以很多事情我们如果能够舍掉自己的意思,
a lot of time, if we could try to deny ourselves,
我们发现呢, 圣工一直在发展,
and the second verse will be carried out smoothly.
所以主耶稣才说, 要怎么样做他的门徒。
Therefore, once Jesus said, mentioned how a person is going to be his disciple.
现在, 马太福音16章,
let's refer to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章,
Matthew chapter 16.
24节,
verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，他就应该要舍己，背十字架来跟从我。主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我，
Jesus said to the disciple, if anyone desires to come after me,
他应该要舍己，
let him deny himself.
这是最困难的一步啊。
It is the most difficult step.
所以有时候我们在电视里面，你看到很多很会讲道的传道人，全部都在讲信耶稣的好处。
A lot of time in TV, you saw the preachers mentioned about the
people. 你要舍己背十字架。
This verse, let him deny.
熟练仁义的道理。
And this the way is very, and he is very eloquent in speech, and he's a very, he's a learned person.
我不用这个。
And he didn't even want to use that.
使人的信不会落在人的智慧上，而是在神的大能上。
And so the person will not fall into his own wisdom, but in God.
这个也舍掉了。
And he gave up his own wisdom.
很少有人在世界拥有很多，来到神面前全部都丢掉了。
Very seldom when a person owes a lot on earth and give up everything when coming to the front of God.
这个过程就是舍己。
And this process is self-denial.
那这样才能够叫基督在我身上显大。
Then the Christ will be able to be can be magnified.
那这样才能说我活着就是基督。
Then a person can claim that when he lives and he is Christ.
那我死了就有益处。
And when I die and I will have a benefit.
所以我们怎么对待自己呢？
How can we try to treat ourselves?
要道虚己，道空自己。
We have to empty ourselves.
第二个，我们要克己，
Secondly, we have to discipline our body.
要在镜前上操练。
And we have to cultivate ourselves.
第三个要舍己。
Thirdly, self-denial.
不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
And we do not do it according to our will, but to the Father's will.
那我们这样三步常常一直在操练了，到最后基督就能够显大。
We can train ourselves in these three steps, and then the Lord will be magnified.
我活着就是基督。
Then I live for the cross, and I live, and I am Christ.
这个人生就有价值了。
Then a person's life will become meaningful.
唱诗。